So maybe we can get into a couple of your cases to kind of draw out how that's playing out, beginning with your 55-year-old lady.
So this particular case, I think, highlights what we do in the relapse refractory setting. But she was an older female who received Hyper-CVAT, which is a traditional multi-agent chemotherapy. And she actually achieved remission. Majority of patients with B-cell ALL achieve remission. The trouble is not the rate of remission. It's what happens afterwards oftentimes. And she went on to transplant. I believe she had minimal residual disease following remission, although she was in a morphologic remission. You could still detect some aberrant cells by flow cytometry, and because of that, we recommended allogeneic stem cell transplantation. She relapsed, unfortunately, as many of these patients do, not too long thereafter, was initially treated with gentle form of treatment called POMP, which is steroids and oral 6-MP and methotrexate, in addition to vincristine, and did not seem to have much disease control with that approach. And this was around the time where we had the approval of blinatumomab, which is the antibody that targets CD3 and CD19, and she ended up being one of our first series of patients at our hospital that received this following approval, and she had some of the classic toxicities that you can see with this drug. She had some fevers and generalized symptoms that seemed to have some consistency with cytokine release syndrome, and about a week into treatment had some mental status changes and confusion and neurotoxicity sort of presenting in various ways. You know, patients can have various different manifestations of neurotoxicity. She actually had some word-finding difficulties, some confusion that arose about a week or so into her treatment. That led to a pause in treatment, initiation of steroids, and resumption of the treatment at a lower dose, I believe. And she tolerated the rest of that cycle well. She ended up receiving another cycle and achieved a remission. Unfortunately, we found out fairly recently that she had relapsed in the CNS.
What's your plan for her at this point?
Well, she is currently with her family, not local, but from what I understand, the plan is to transition her to comfort measures.